Now, I don't say this often.
He's going to be a wild card in the league.
Welcome back to the Wild Cards official podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Coleman Madland.
I'm Joshua Sykes.
About time.
Brandon Hartke.
All right. Welcome back to the show. It's been a bit. I think we took a break last week, and then we had a week in there where we did it, Brandon and I, and then a week before that, then we had a little break. We've been on and off. We'll try to be more consistent. One of our members, I'm not going to say names.
Josh.
He's decided to go on a little vacation here and there. He went to Disney World. He saw LeBron. He saw all of the Lakers. He saw the ring. It's on the top of, like, what's that tower called? Like, at Disney World, like the Princess Tower.
I don't know who lives there.
It's like the castle. Yeah,
you don't
the
have
castle.
To play it off like you don't know, Josh.
Yeah, Josh, we know you're one of them Disney adults, aren't you?
I'm an avid fan of Disney.
You know, I've never
sure.
been to Disney. I've only been to
really?
Universal one time.
And you live in Florida your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Anyway, let's get started. So we're just gonna run the show as usual. We have a few new things we're gonna talk about later, but you know, in the meantime, let's just get started. Anything to add, guys?
No, I'm just glad to be back. Glad to see my boys.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Starting off. Oh, really quick, actually. Make sure you go and follow the Instagram and the TikTok. Instagram is Show Wildcards, SHOW Wildcards. You can find a link tree in the description of that, and you can find all of our socials. Follow us on TikTok, the Wildcards Podcast. I think we hit 700 followers. We're trying to post every few days on there. If not, just make sure to hit us up over there. Without further ado, Josh, you want to talk about the new kickoff rules for the NFL, which was announced a bit ago?
Yeah, so the NFL introduced some new kickoff rules. So if you have a fair catch before the 25, you automatically get the ball at 25. It's pretty much
That's
like a touchback.
Crazy.
Which I don't know why they did that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
But like, I don't know.
Yeah, because then there must be some stat where they saw where it's like more concussions, more people with like mushy brains like Tua. And like what when they take the ball out like that, I don't know, something
well,
like that.
It says that it takes a huge element of risk for a returning team, as there's now no danger for falling short of that mark or having a disastrous play like a fumble. So I think
while this may like reduce like potential injuries, I think it also, because like for wide receivers, cornerbacks, like special teams guys, this is like a big opportunity for them. Like that's where you start. It's like when you get a new job and they put you on the dishwasher just because they don't think you can do anything else. They put They put you on returning kicks just to see if, like, to feel you out, pause, and just make sure that you can, like, keep going and that you're better for other, that you're good enough for other tasks. And I think that's unfortunate they're taking a bit of that aspect away. But, you know, it's all good. But what's next? The Nuggets.
Reaching their first finals as an organization.
And even so, the Jokic-led Nuggets, the spotlight was on LeBron. You know, he can't not make it about himself, you know?
Swept.
Always has to be something about him. The Lakers got swept. And I feel like it was more, I mean, immediately after, I feel like LeBron kind of maybe inadvertently, but he made it kind of about himself. He said he doesn't know if he's going to retire. It was kind of almost a bigger story than losing itself.
Yeah. And I think he will retire, and then he'll come back and play with Bronny, just because, I mean, he doesn't need to put his body through another year of 82 games.
Like a one-day contract?
Which he hasn't played 82 games in a long time, so that's not even a question.
But no, I think, yeah.
He'll probably just retire and come back like Tom Brady did and decide where he wants to go, because, of course, he'll be a free agent at that point. So he can decide where he wants to go with Bronny. And he doesn't have to play another year, because he's not going to win a title next year. His team showed that, losing 4-0. So,
I wonder, would he sign like a one-day contract? I wonder how his contract would work, because can they just not play? Like, I think he has one more year on his contract.
No, he could
opt out.
Gotcha.
He can retire. They still have to pay him, but he can retire and then come back as free agent.
I think he plays, and I just think he like sits. Like, you know, I think he plays max 50 games.
Yeah, probably. That's probably how that would go.
But then, you know, he can't make an All-NBA team because of the new rules.
Speaking of LeBron, ESPN, LeBron's fan base, pretty much, gave the Celtics a 72% chance to win the series, even when the Heat were up 3-0. Like, that's pretty crazy.
I will say, though, good job on them, because they predicted them coming back to tie at 3-3, or predicted as in had a text message with Adam Silver to say, Like, what? Yo, what the heck? What's gonna happen?
This thing going to three games or like, bro? Come
yo,
on.
Adam, tap in.
Yo, lock in, Adam, bro.
We need to get Adam Silver on the pod where he can tell us who's gonna win the final.
Now his bald head and his ears would not fit on the podcast. It would just not. Oh, okay, well, not
head.
All right, well, moving on.
What, no, let's keep on the Celtics topic.
Okay.
They got two players, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, that both are reportedly to receive max contracts.
I don't think that you give Jaylen Brown a super max.
That's what I'm thinking, dude. After his Game 7 performance, bro doesn't even know how to dribble the ball.
Yeah, he can't dribble with his left hand.
But I think some team will give it to him, but I don't think the Celtics keep them. Like,
well, we'll
both
talk about
of
that.
Them.
Hey, we'll talk about that later, man. We'll talk about that later.
I just had to bring it up, bro, because, you know, they choked in Game 7 at home. Like, how do you bring it all the way back to sell?
Amy Butler. That's how. And Caleb Martin, the undrafted savior.
That knows J. Cole somehow.
I know.
Yeah, so Joe Mazzulla will be back next year as the Celtics head coach. I think this was his first year. He was like an interim head coach at the beginning, but then they made him full on because of Emine Iduka, who was
Emine Iduka.
I don't know what happened there, but they had Joe Mazzulla. I see that most Celtics fans want Joe Mazzulla fired. At least that's what I've been seeing. But honestly, I think no offense to him, but like I think anyone could have gone in there and coached that team just because like they're so like well rounded, like with their superstars.
Can I make a claim?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, man.
I think Al Horford coached that team. I think he coached that team.
You just think like his leadership?
No, I think he coached the team. Well mostly with his leadership.
He did a good job. So.
Yeah, but I think he coached the team. I bet that. Apparently, I also heard some rumors that like the Celtics team, they were held together just because of like how like they were good, like they're the second seed. I think I heard some rumors that they like didn't like each other very much and that they were like faking something like that. I don't know.
Jaylen Brown doesn't like because like you know Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, like they both want to like have the ball and score, and with them like on the same team,
it's
like,
not a very cohesive offense. I was watching the series and it's just like, especially the first three games, they were like taking turns on who gets to shoot the ball. Like it wasn't like I'm a pass and I'm gonna run the play and if it comes back to me I'll shoot it. It's more like I'm gonna go get mine, you can have yours next.
Yeah, I got you. It's kind of a similar to the Kyrie Luka situation in my opinion. Both like
right, yeah, I agree. Like it's like the Brooklyn situation with Kevin Durant, James Harden and Kyrie when they did play together. It was just like pretty much take your turn one on one. But the only team that we've seen do that successfully would be the Warriors with so many great shot makers, but they decided to play their role. That's why they did it so well in the Miami Heat, of course.
Yeah,
but they played their role pretty well, and that's just what the Celtics are going to have to do if they want to keep them together. But I don't see it.
All right, moving on. Unless you have anything to add, Brennan.
No, I don't think we can move on. I just think
Here you go for the next part. You'll love this part.
I do love this part. Monty Williams to the Pistons. I mean, he signed a 6-year, $78.5 million contract. And if he wants, he could stay for another 2 years and make it 8 years, $100 million. I think he is now the highest paid NBA coach in history, I think.
He's the highest paid Piston.
He's currently the more than the players. Hey, I'm sure they'll love him for that.
You gotta start somewhere, bro. You gotta start in the front office.
Dude, you know how Cade's gonna walk into practice when he gets back? He's gonna be like, "Are you serious right now?"
Think about it though. Like, do you think it's like a good move for them or no? Like,
I mean, Monty did pretty well with the young.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty good.
So, I mean, that's what he needed to do. I just hate that he left the Suns. To be honest, I kind of liked him. I think everybody liked him except DeAndre.
I don't think it was his opinion, or his option.
Imagine moving from Phoenix to Detroit.
That's so poverty. That's like so bad.
It's like, all right, kids, let's pack your things.
Like it's like when you move from Phoenix, Arizona, where you can pretty much just leave your door unlocked, to now you have to like carry a gun with you at all times. That's pretty bad.
It's funny.
I hate it for Monty.
Yeah, my poor guy, bro. All right.
I don't know. I honestly don't know why the Suns got rid of him. I know it's because of Ayton, but like. Because Ayton didn't like him. But at the same time, it's like...
They should have got rid of Ayton.
I thought they were going to move away from Ayton and keep Monty. Because Kevin Durant likes him. Booker likes him. It's two or three superstars. And Chris
only
Paul,
though... two of the two superstars.
No, yeah, I don't think Ayton's a superstar. Well,
they count him as a superstar because they use the number
one. He's an all-star.
Or were you referring to Paul? All-star.
No, I was referring to Ayton.
Good.
I like the Monty Williams.
The only thing CP3 is at all-star as those State Farm commercials that like his walk running.
He is retired. But I thought they were going to move away from Ayton and Chris Paul and keep Monty, but obviously I was wrong.
I think that was the better play. I agree.
I don't think so.
I think it just worked out great for the Pistons. You know.
Who you gonna get to coach Kevin Durant and Booker?
No one.
And Doc Rivers. Of course, Kyrie when he comes in.
Doc Rivers.
Bud. Coach Bud. Budenholzer.
Doc Rivers to the Suns.
No, he's more of a defensive minded coach. He's not very offensive. That's why the 76ers suck.
And that's why.
Okay. The Bucks coach.
What's his name?
Bud Budenholzer.
Oh, Bud Budenholzer. Yeah, he's okay. He's still defensive minded.
I know. Would you really want to go coach the team that you beat in the NBA Finals?
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't have a job. Then you have respect.
If you don't have a job, yeah. I guess I would do it.
Just walk in there and be like, yeah. And you know how to beat.
Brag about
it. That'd be perfect. Because then you know like what the team needs. Because I mean, coaches, like they look like they're just like chilling out there looking at their team, but everything's going through their mind so fast. But the coaches, NBA coaches are really smart, except for Doc Rivers.
I feel like coaches aren't even needed in the NBA, to be honest, except to
you're tripping.
Honestly, like
that's
just ignorant.
That's ignorant.
A lot of them. I would say 75% of the coaches aren't needed. The other top 25% are actually really good coaches.
Give me an example of a good coach. Who's a good coach?
Steve Kerr.
That's one that you don't need. He's a good coach. You don't need him.
I don't really think you would need Steve Kerr on the Warriors. I think you need.
Yeah, you don't need.
I didn't say he was a good coach on the Warriors. I said he was a good coach. I didn't say he's
Phil Jackson.
Yeah. Phil Jackson's like probably the best coach of all time.
Eric Spoelstra.
Oh, I agree. I actually think Michael Malone is making. I think he's a good coach.
Michael Malone's pretty good, but I think Eric Spoelstra is actually better.
I like Eric Spoelstra a lot.
Who was it that had Jason Kidd for a long time?
Oh,
Brooklyn
Nets.
And then in Dallas. But I mean, what did he do? Nothing exactly. That's my point.
Yeah, he did nothing.
But anyway, yeah. And then speaking of the 76ers, Nick Nurse is going to the 76ers. Pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. I still can't believe he got fired, bro.
Honestly, I mean, I feel like they're just trying to retool up there in Toronto. They're not going to win.
Just hiring a woman, dude.
Probably.
Hey, what's that girl's name?
I think it was Becky Hammon, right?
You think she's actually going to get hired?
Probably.
And then Adrian Griffin's goes to the Bucks. I just think massive downgrade.
Last?
I think he was an assistant coach for the Raptors.
Yeah, assistant coach.
Why would you get the whatever? I don't know. I guess you see something. I don't know.
I mean, I just don't know why like these playoff teams were firing their coaches in the first place.
I have no idea.
Like the Pistons, Dwayne Casey like stepped down, but probably because he was gonna get fired.
No, probably just because he doesn't want to be part of a poverty franchise.
Well, he's actually still part of the franchise because he just went into the front office there, Josh. But
he just didn't want to be noticed. That's pretty much what it was. He just wanted to be, like, behind the scenes, destroying the franchise even more.
Okay. How many championships do the Suns have as a franchise? Yeah, exactly.
How many the Pistons have?
Donut. Three. And we play in the Eastern Conference with Michael Jordan.
Since you've been alive?
Since I've been alive? One.
No.
2004,
2003. Yeah, okay. You were like 2 months.
You were an infant.
I was alive.
You were barely out the womb.
Reword your question.
Since you were able to watch basketball.
Three. I'm just kidding. Zero.
What?
You were watching basketball out there with
the highlights, bro.
You were like, yo. Yeah,
before I came down
there. Get that boy Jordan out of here, bro. Stop.
Yes. All right.
Oscar Sheboy is gone. Everybody take a moment of silence for the GOAT.
All right, that's about as much time as I'll allow. Didn't win us any chips. Zach Edey from Purdue, he came back as well. So that marks 2 years in a row where the different national players of the year come back. Naismith. Yep. Pretty interesting.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Like, Oscar's like just going to the NBA. He thinks
he's not getting drafted. No, he's not.
Charlotte.
I think he's second round potential.
Yes, he is. I swear to God.
He's not
Minnesota will take him, dude.
Yeah, they take anything at Breeze.
I actually wouldn't mind that. I think, but Zach, why would we need three centers?
Good. I know, but you can get rid of Naz Reid then.
No.
Get Oscar playing on
Naz Reid is one of the top free agents on the market right now. We're gonna get so much from him.
And who's mine?
No, I'm not kidding. He's actually one of the top free agents in the market.
Over Chris Middleton and James Harden?
No, not over them. But he's a top five
Timberwolves fan.
Naz Reid is a better what's called free agent than Chris Paul.
Yeah, he's more years.
All right, here you go. Top five free agents: James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Porzingis, Fred VanVleet, Chris Middleton.
I didn't hear Naz Reid's name in there.
Let me find him.
He's probably at 35 or something like that.
Not top 10.
Ooh.
Dang, they got Austin Reeves ranked ahead of him. They got Bruce Brown ahead of him.
Nah, okay. That's how you know.
Here we go. I found him. 21.
Dang, that's tough, Coleman. I thought he was one of the top.
Ranked above Christian Wood, Rory Hachimura, Dylan Brooks, and PJ Washington.
Almost all those guys are going to China. So is Naz Reid going to join them or something?
Okay.
Right. Ni hao.
Wong Dong Tigers.
Okay. All right. When he drops 100 points in a game next year, 101.
I'll wake up from my dream.
Damn, Josh, you've been putting on weight.
Bro, no, it's a small shirt.
Oh, sure, bro.
I'll put on the weight.
Kentucky shirt in the Kentucky themed room with the Kentucky banners and a Kentucky basketball hoop.
Yeah, you see 8 banners.
Bandwagon.
Eight chips.
Minnesota had.
How many chips they won when you were alive, Josh?
One.
Exactly. That's so bad. How are y'all supposed to be like a blue blood school and y'all can't win, bro?
All right, let's talk about NBA finals predictions. What do you guys think is going to happen?
I don't know, man. Considering the Heat haven't won. Heat haven't won in Denver since 2016.
I don't care. Jimmy Butler's him.
Yeah, he is him, but doesn't mean he can single-handedly will himself over the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets sweep.
I think the Nuggets just match up better. Like a Bam against Jokic. Jokic.
He's gonna have a field day, bro.
You know,
Josh is shaking his head. How do you think Bam Adebayo?
Who guards Jamal Murray? Jimmy Butler, right?
No.
Gabe Vincent.
I'd have Gabe Vincent. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
I have one of them undrafted guys.
20 bomb a game.
No, it's not.
And then.
Quit disrespecting my undrafted brothers.
Jimmy Butler obviously destroys Aaron Gordon. But
obviously. Not even close.
And then who guards...
That's the only position they have.
Who guards KCP, bro?
No one, bro.
Literally anybody.
He let him guard himself, bro.
Who guards Michael Porter Jr.?
You don't need to guard him. He's just going to shoot. You don't even need to guard him, bro.
He's not passing. Double
Tyler team. Tyler Hero's going to be back, too. It's another spot.
I heard he's not playing. Why would they play him?
Well, they may not play him the first two games, I heard.
I don't think they're playing him at all.
I think they play better without him.
Yeah,
If they lose the first two, they're going to bring him back.
Guys, you have to think, though. Who's guarding multi-hundred millionaire Duncan Robinson?
No one.
The hair. Exactly.
The bench.
Literally the ball,
yeah,
the rim,
the hoop, his coach from the playing field.
Literally the fans in the upper deck. That's about it.
Jack, or what's your name? Josh. What's up with Jack Harlow repping the Celtics, bro?
Yeah, what
I
was
don't
that?
Know, bro. He literally has a whole song that he an like, op, went bro? Platinum with Tyler Hero, and he just he's an op.
Bandwagon. I think. What do you think, Coleman?
I think the Nuggets
winner
sweep the
and,
Heat.
In what game?
Nuggets in four. I'm not kidding.
Josh?
No, you go, Brandon. You go. I have a more out there statement. Go ahead.
I think Nuggets in six. I think that's like the most realistic. Like, you know? I think the Heat can win games. But does it really go to seven?
No. It goes to five.
Unless it's rigged and Adam Silver wants money, it goes to seven.
I just want to let y'all know right now that I'm stating it for the record. Heat are going to win tonight, game one.
Oh, my God.
They're going to win game one in Denver.
After Denver's been, sitting out for 20 days?
They had those flights booked ready to go to Denver. And because of the beef they had with Nikola Jokic and Markieff Morris, or one of the Morris twins.
One of the frauds.
And they were waiting outside that locker room. They still have that same beef for Jokic. Heat in seven.
I think
they're going to win it in the Mile High City.
I think the Nuggets get like the emergency free agents and Jokic's two brothers, and they just have them all just gang up on the first game and beat the hell out of each of them. And so all of their players are injured. So then they're just playing like Duncan Robinson. Duncan Robinson and who's the old
guy? Don't hit Duncan. Just don't hit Duncan. He'll miss.
And
Haslam.
Yeah, Giannis Haslam. And that it's just a 2v5.
No, Haslam would get in the fight. He wouldn't even like trip.
You hit Haslam once, he just goes into dust, bro.
I mean, it's pretty much like hitting an elderly citizen, so they probably get arrested.
Does he get a discount at the movie theater?
100%. ARP yeah. Discount ready.
I love Udonis Haslam, bro. All right. I think, or Brandon, what was your prediction?
I said Nuggets in six.
Oh, that's generous, actually. I think
y'all are like ESPN, bro. Y'all sleeping on the Heat.
I'm not sleeping on the Heat, bro. I'm letting them win two games.
I'm not letting them win one.
I'm okay with Brennan.
They're not winning one.
They win one, bro.
No, they don't win one.
They win one at least in Miami.
Denver's so good. The Timberwolves are better than the Heat.
Huh?
Stop, I'm sorry. I just wanted to see Josh's face.
We're kicking you off the podcast. That's terrible, dude. That's a terrible statement.
I was kidding. Listen. Rapid Fire Retool is a new segment that we're going to be doing on the show. We're going to take the NBA teams in alphabetical order. This week, we're only doing three just to see how it goes off. We're going to pick the Hawks, Celtics, and Nets, because in terms of like their the Atlanta Hawks, the Boston Celtics, the Brooklyn Nets. So it goes in alphabetical order. And we're going to say, so for example, the Hawks, what should they do this offseason in order to retool them to be the best fitted team that they can be for the future? For this episode, Rapid Fire Retool will replace the courtroom, but don't worry, the courtroom will come back for those diehard courtroom fans. But yeah, let's talk about.
Just like to see me win. That's what it is. People that just like to see me win.
What's the current score? 6-3.
A little.
I think it's. No, 6-3.5.
Yeah, it's 3.5.
Why is it 3.5?
Because you weren't here.
You got a half game.
No,
he got a half game because if you guys are ever tied, he has the tiebreaker because you missed us.
Some of us have never missed an episode, unlike Josh.
I'm sorry. That's fair. I had a job and I was on vacation with my family.
Nope, I'm sorry. We decided. We voted. Two to one.
We took a vote. And you
agree with that.
No. It's already been published,
Josh. Doesn't that suck, Josh?
It doesn't matter. It's not going to get that close anyway.
Okay, there you go. See, I also agree. They probably won't ever get that close. I'm like Adam Silver, but I'm plotting against Brandon. Listen, let's talk about the Hawks, bro. What should the Hawks do, you know, with Trae Young, with DeJounte Murray, with...
DeJounte Murray.
John Collins, with... who else do they have? They got...
DeAndre Hunter, bro.
Do they still have Herter? No, he's the Kings. Bro. Did I just say he's still at Herter? I'm so out of touch. That Herter is obviously the Kings. That's been so long since he was on the Hawks.
Bogdanovic.
Yeah,
Bogdanovic, whatever. They got
Clint Capella. Did I say DeAndre Hunter?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I said AJ Griffin, Jalen Johnson. Pretty much
and
it.
And they have Anoki and Kongwu.
I don't know. I've never seen him play.
They have Sadiq Bey too.
Yeah, from your Sadiq Bey. Yep.
And Quinn Snyder.
Trash.
As the
Quinn
coach.
Snyder.
Yeah, Quinn Snyder is their new coach.
Newish. I like Quinn Snyder.
I get rid of Quinn Snyder first thing.
No. I think you let him cook.
I think one first thing you get rid of either Trae Young or
I think what we should do is we should start with the draft. Who do they draft? That's what we should start with all these teams.
Who do they draft?
Projected by NBADraft.net right now, they take Cason Wallace out of Kentucky.
Dumb.
You think that's dumb, you said?
Why would they want another point guard?
They don't need another guard.
They could take Derek Lively. I think that's the next best pick out of those players that are. Trace Jackson.
Okay, let's say who could fall to them that they would take.
That's what I'm saying.
Who could fall? I'm just going Keontae George, maybe
Taylor
possibly.
Hendricks,
Taylor Hendricks is not going to fall. Do you think Nick Smith will fall that far?
No, they don't need a point guard.
Grady Dick might fall.
You just want to say Dick.
I think they just take
maybe
Gregory Jackson or Leonard Miller.
Where's that?
Miller, honestly, he was really good in high school, but I don't know if he's. I don't know if he panned out in the G League. I don't know. I don't know his stats.
Where's Greg Jackson?
He's supposed to go to the Jazz. He's the pick right after the Hawks. But I think that the Hawks need a power forward, like someone to pair with John Collins' athleticism, like John, or you trade John Collins. But we'll start with the drafting.
I think you go Derek Lively. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Even though he's not that great of a prospect, I mean he is athletic and long, so that's kind of what you're going for with the John Collins. If you're gonna keep John Collins, have them two in the front court. I mean, yeah, in the front court together, that's a pretty good front court. It's a long, athletic front court.
When you said grit, you meant Gigi Jackson.
No,
is that what he meant?
Gigi Jackson.
Yeah, he said Greg Jackson. Is that his name?
Gregory no, it's, that's Jackson.
His name's Gigi.
He went to USC, right? Or he went to South Carolina.
Yeah. Okay.
USC.
The second USC.
The real USC.
Oh, you think it's real USC? Hey.
The real one.
You never know. All right. So that's who they draft. Let's say they take Derek Lively. We had a vote. Let's say they take Derek Lively. What are they looking like right now? Their starting lineup consists of Trae Young. Then we got. Murray. Yep.
DeAndre Hunter. And then they got
John Collins.
What do they do with Clint Capella?
I think you keep Clint Capella just for his leadership. Yeah. And is like he's got like a bunch of knowledge about the NBA. I think you keep him to train their draft pick on whatever y'all just said.
Here's who I would think they keep. They keep Aaron Holiday, they keep Dejounte Murray, they keep I don't know.
Johnson.
Really, let's see. Do you think they should trade Trey or Devontae? Or either.
I think they keep more players than they get rid of just because they only had Quinn Snyder for a little bit of time. We didn't let him cook.
Hold up, let him cook. I think they trade Sadiq Bey.
Yeah, they do. I believe that. I like to keep AJ Griffin. I think he's a good prospect.
Probably drop Trent Foster or Forster.
Where is he? He's on the roster.
I looked up Hawks roster.
Yeah, number two.
I don't think he's on the roster anymore.
Yes, he is.
Huh.
He's really on their official website, bro.
Bogdanovich declined
player option.
Yeah.
He's gone.
So he's gone.
How much cash space did that open up though? Really?
The $18 million.
Well, you can go get your two.
You go. Hey, sign Dwight. Right? Sign Dwight, bro. Get him back.
Honestly, he said he wanna. So.
I know. Now he's gonna try to recruit the entire roster to Taiwan.
Oh gosh.
No, but that's what I think you do. So I think you trade Sadiq Bey. Obviously, you pick up a key free agent. If you can recruit Dwight Howard back, I say you recruit Dwight Howard back.
Not to play. Honestly, you get guard out of the free agents.
Oh, you do.
$20 million. That's not bad.
That's why you might, if Bogey's gone, you might want to sign Cason Wallace, or sorry, draft Cason Wallace instead of Derek Lively.
Right. And then go after either if. Say they go Cason Wallace, that solves their guard problem, and then you can go after a center and free agency.
I think that's easier because centers are cheaper.
Probably, yeah.
Or I mean, this year at least, I think, because there's a surplus of them.
So are we changing our draft pick to Cason?
I think we draft Cason and we trade for a center. I don't know who you'd trade for. Naz Reid, yeah, maybe. Probably the best center available.
Get free agent.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant. Million. Sorry, that's what I meant. And free agent, Naz Reid's probably the best. Center prospect, I'd say. So if I wanna I'm kidding.
Make this guy stop.
I know, I love Naz Reid, bro.
Nikola Vucevic for the Bulls.
He's
an unrestricted free agent.
Maybe.
I don't know if I like that fit, to be honest.
I don't like it at all. I think they just more mid with that.
Brook Lopez.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, but he's not leaving.
You don't think?
No.
For the right price. I think the Bulls, well, that's like another time, but
I'd rather be in Atlanta than Milwaukee. All right. I think so. Let's say they sign, they find a way to get, I don't know what Brook Lopez contract looking like right now, like if he declined, if he accepted play any of these options, what's going on? I don't really know the rumor around him right now, but I think you try to go after him, you draft Cason Wallace and you trade Sadiq Bey.
Oh no, you can't go after Porzingis, never mind. He's too much. Really, all these guys are a little bit too much.
Well, Bogey frees up space. down the line. So if you want to restructure.
Right.
But I think that's probably the play. Let's move on to the Celtics. Moving on to alphabetical order. The next team would be the Boston Celtics. So.
I think you decline Jaylen Brown.
You got to decline Jaylen Brown. Actually, despicable play.
I almost would say sign and trade. I would sign him and then trade him.
Do you guys know how much Al Horford is getting paid?
Too freaking much.
26.5. That's unbelievable.
I think you restructure his contract.
No, you just cut him.
No, you get rid of him.
No, I don't think you cut him. I think he's for his age, he's not.
No, you can't. You can't restructure him because isn't that the veteran minimum?
Is it guaranteed?
Oh, first of all, he's guaranteed through 2024. I think he's a free agent in 2025. He's gonna be 38, making 9.5. I think you have.
They don't even have a first round pick.
Yeah, Boston does not have a first round pick. The next pick they have is 35, second round, where they could take Jet Howard would be outstanding if they got him. Marcus Sasser's a really good guard. Didn't really play that much competition though, besides the tournament. You can Jalen Wilson played out of his mind the entire year.
Yeah, but he's older.
He's older. You good?
I think you either go Sasser or you would go with the guy they haven't projected at Sydney. Sikuku?
What pick are they supposed
Sissoko? 35.
Sissoko, yeah.
I don't think Jet Howard falls that far.
Really?
Mm-mm. I think they have pretty good at Indiana. I don't think Detroit takes him. That would be awful for his career.
Yeah, I agree.
They have Jet Howard going 23 to the Blazers.
That far up?
I don't think he goes that far up.
No.
But there's a couple options you go. So what do they need? Let's think about what the Celtics need. They'll need a shooting guard.
Well, let's.
Good point guard.
I think we have to get rid. We need to get rid of players first before we figure out what they need.
Who's a lock? Who is a lock?
I think Jason Tatum, Malcolm Brogdon,
Marcus Smart, maybe. Oh, I think Robert Williams is a lock.
Yeah, Robert Williams.
Do you realize he didn't miss a shot in the
I think Eastern Conference Finals. He's not taking shots. He's taking dunks.
At home. Well, yeah, I know, but he didn't miss one. I don't know. He's young. He's 26 or 25, 26.
He can protect the rim.
It's a 48 for 4 years. He's undrafted 2026. I think that you keep Robert Williams. So you have a center. You have a small forward.
I think you almost get rid of...
they need a true point.
Right. I was going to say you either get rid of Smart or you restructure him where he takes less and he'll play the two while you get a true point out of the draft. And then, like a Sasser or somebody that can actually handle the ball.
I think you take Sasser.
And he's a shot maker, shot creator as a point guard. He can make things happen for Tatum off ball. Hello? And you...
Yeah, what?
My thing was like frozen, like y'all like weren't saying anything.
Oh, we've been talking this whole time. Keep going. So you take Sasser.
Right, and then you move Marcus to the two, and you have Jason at the three, or the four, whatever you want to put him at.
Three.
And then you would sign and trade Brown for somebody, and then get rid of Al Horford and move in Robert Williams. And you already have Brogdon, so then you need that star to fill up with...
What do you do with Derek White?
You keep him. I mean,
I think you keep him, but I don't... $16 million for Derek White is like...
and he gets $70 million for 4 years. That's unbelievable. I don't think you'd keep that. That's not sustainable.
If there's a way they could restructure it. Yeah.
Then I get rid of him.
I think, dude, do you guys think Clippers are gonna extend Russ?
No.
I think the Celtics pick Russ.
That would be good. But he has no outside shooting, so
does not matter.
Yeah, but if you pair him up with Smart, then it's like no backcourt scoring whatsoever.
You're right. So for the Celtics, guys, we need – I think you get Russ out of free agency. Why not? You don't think there's enough shooting?
There's no shooting. What do you mean? Russ can't shoot?
Do they have enough money for – oh, dude, they're negative 53 in the cap. Oh, my gosh.
Well, once you get rid of Brown, though, it's like it opens up a little bit. Yeah, rid of Derek White.
Nope, it's up a lot. Oh, yeah, you're chilling. You have like 100 mil. You could get Bogey and you could get Russ.
I don't think you get Russ.
Why not Russ? Not enough shooting, too downhill.
Shoot. And he's old. You need somebody. I guess you are.
I don't think they get it, Russ. Unless Russ, like, because like they are a team. Russ wants a championship, right? They are a team that can get a championship. But I just don't think Russ fits the Celtics theme if they keep Joe Mazzulla.
James Harden's probably too expensive. He has a player option though. Kyrie. Oh.
Kyrie hates the Celtics, bro. He was already on the team.
I know, but imagine a reunion though, like with a new form, like with a new coach. I don't know. I kind of like that. He probably wouldn't want to do that.
He won't.
Fred Van Vliet.
Maybe
Fred Van Vliet's a good option, or Chris
Kyle Milton. Kuzma.
But I think those guys would ask for too much money.
D'Lo.
D'Lo.
No, he's going to Taiwan.
You could go D'Lo, honestly.
Is Josh Hart getting extended?
Guys, hear me out. Austin Reeves.
Oh.
I mean, that would cause your shooting problem in the back. Honestly, because you just put but you still have the same problem with the shooting.
He's hard to get. He's gonna be hard to get.
Not really.
He's hard to get.
Is he restricted or is he just?
No, the Lakers there's a bidding war right now for him.
I saw a thing that the Lakers are willing to match any offer up to $100 million.
That's unbelievable. For how many years?
It might have been fake. I don't know. It could have been fake.
Okay, so let's wrap it up here. So you get rid of Jaylen Brown. You get rid of
Al Horford.
Honestly,
I would go Chris LeVert.
Harris.
Sorry,
not a bad shout.
I misread it. I'm sorry.
You get rid of Derek White. You get rid of Jaylen Brown. You get rid of Al Horford.
I think you get rid of Daniel Gallinario too.
You sign and trade Jaylen Brown though. Like you can sign him back to the max. That's what somebody's gonna pay for him anyway. So you sign him back.
Trade.
And then you trade him to like, I don't know, wherever he wants to go. Houston for picks.
San Antonio
for picks.
You get Keldon Johnson.
I mean, yeah.
You get Sochan.
Honestly, I would send him to the Rockets and get what's his name, the big tall center or
Kevin Porter Jr.
No.
Alfred
Yao Ming.
No. Alfred Sugan or whatever. The white kid.
Sugan. I like him.
I don't know. Why would they do that? They have Robert Williams.
I think Robert Williams is good. I think you.
What do you do with Grant Williams?
Grant Williams, I think you.
He's cheap. He's a restricted free agent this year.
He does. He doesn't really affect their cap. It says.
He's still on his rookie deal? What?
Doesn't really. Yeah, he was. He's
only 24. I don't know. I think
he played against PJ.
Oh yeah.
Grant Williams. I think Blake Griffin can get off the team. That'll save you $2 million. Goodbye, Blake.
Bye, bye, Blake.
Why didn't he play? What was? Did he? Was he?
Ni hao.
Was he injured? Chinese, buddy. No, it was just bad.
That was his last chance to ever play, bro.
I think you get rid of Daniel Gallinario to the power forward. I mean, yeah. That just saves you $7 million.
Let's lock on who we draft.
Marcus
Sasser, and then who do we sign in free agency?
Sign in free agency.
I think you try and go and you sign Fred Van Vliet if you can.
You want a true point?
He has a player option though.
Him.
I would say Fred, and then I would sign and trade Jaylen.
Or him. You
and they get rid of Horford.
Think about it. I mean.
Van Vliet's have had some struggle playing, shooting the ball.
Yeah, but he's been on a championship team, you know.
Yeah, he knows how to win.
Yeah, same thing with Kyle Lowry. That's why
Dennis Schroeder for cheap. I mean,
Schroeder, and he go back. Actually, no, he's not. He was never wrong. I like all those options. I think it's Fred Van Vliet, bro, because you'll have a lot of money once you free up all those things, all those players. All right, let's move on to the Brooklyn Nets. So I love this team. I love how they're built right now. I love it. I think they can put in work in the next couple of years.
Do a trick on it, bro.
I'll do many tricks on it. They're ranked in the top. I guess it's hard to look at their ratings because some of that was influenced by KD and Kyrie. They have
two first round picks this year.
Yeah, they have two first round. Let's look at who would pick. So they have 21 and 22. Right now they're selected GG Jackson and Chris Murray. Both forwards.
Back-to-back picks.
Murray, the brother of what's his name?
Keegan.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Keegan Murray is.
Yeah.
His
sorry. Yeah. Keegan. Both Iowa guys.
They play the exact same. They look the same. They play the same.
Yep. So. Then Gigi Jackson, who was the number one prospect, I think, for this year, but he reclassified to last year. Am I correct when I say that, Josh? for college basketball? I think
he'd have been number one over Ron Holland.
Yeah, he's a really outstanding college or high school player.
At the time, he was above DJ Wagner. But now he reclassified with real USC, South Carolina.
Yep.
And he did okay. I mean, they sucked, but he did okay.
Yeah.
Y'all want to hear the net cap space?
It's like minus 50, right? Or 25.
Negative 67 million.
Well, you got draft picks, baby.
I thought it was I thought it was negative 35.
No, right now it says negative cap max space.
That's not negative,
or
that's not the same cap space. That it's they're minus 35. Obviously, you keep Claxton, you extend Claxton.
Bro, why aren't you starting off with the obvious thing, bro? You get rid of Ben Simmons.
Oh well, yeah. If you can, you though, like you just cut him.
Who has a $38 million contract, bro?
Yeah, you cut him and you save.
If you cut him, you still like have to pay some of it.
Yeah, no. How much is guaranteed? Trying to see here.
I think you try to get rid of Ben Simmons.
Yeah, you'll definitely save some money there.
Keep Mikal Bridges. Maybe trade Spencer Dinwiddie.
Mid.
Maybe you try to go out for like a different point guard in free agency. I think you trade Dinwiddie. Harris is a lock shooter, but $20 million is a lot.
I really think there's two guys you keep, Mikal and Nick Claxton. That's it.
That's it. You got to build around them. I like Patty Mills.
No, and Cam Johnson. Re-sign Cam Johnson.
What about Royce O'Neal, dude?
No.
Cam Thomas.
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah. Keep Cam Thomas, too.
No, he said Cam Johnson.
Cam Thomas.
Yeah, you keep both Cams.
Actually, you have to re-sign Cam Johnson, so I don't know how much he's going to cost.
Oh, you're right. His rookie deal's done.
Says his qualifying offer.
It's going to be a lot.
4 mil.
How much?
It's going to be a lot.
8.4.
Okay, so this is what I'm thinking.
Coleman's talking. I can't hear you. What did you say?
8.4.
Oh, that's not bad. I'd keep him for that.
What about Seth? He's getting older.
If you could sign him for like a low contract.
He's unrestricted free agent.
They have a lot of free agents.
You can get him for about 5 mil. I'd keep him.
I like how they have a lot of, because it kind of
makes all the guys like on the list blow it up anyway.
Well, he kind of did blow it up.
I mean, honestly, they're two picks that they're projected or the picks.
Those are perfect. Yeah, those are actually perfect. I was about to say that. Yeah, I agree with you. They're really good.
And if Leonard Miller fell to me, I would take him, and not Chris Murray.
What about Derek Lively? Just to have like a backup to learn under. They could go two bigs. They could go Twin Towers.
I just don't think Derek Lively's that good.
I mean, look how good that's working out for the Twins.
Would you take Twins? Who are the Twins?
I don't know. Timberwolves.
Jackson Davis.
I don't really like him either. His style of play. I'd rather have a young guy in D.J. Jackson that he can learn and grow. And he's a real athletic kid. And Chris Murray, I like him, but I would like Leonard Miller a little bit more. He's at 6'10".
Gotcha.
Either way, you're not gonna lose. I don't think in this draft.
All right, let's wrap it up. So they have let's say they take these two picks. So Brooklyn at 21 takes G.G. Jackson, at 22 they take Chris Murray. Yeah. Both forwards. Kind of have a lot of forwards in them. Yeah, that's one thing to watch. They have a lot of forwards.
But I mean, it's pretty much like a positionist league at this point, because Mikal Bridges can play from the two,
the one.
To four.
He can play the one, bro. Come on.
He can probably play the one, yeah.
Okay, first thing you do is you try to get as much money as you can from Ben Simmons, and you try to make sure he never gets near Brooklyn ever again. Like, ban him from the city.
Ban him from New York.
Yeah, please, just get him out.
Guangdong Tigers.
You see, Dwight didn't recruit him. He knows better.
Yeah, he's definitely going. And Ben Simmons is just, he's just the joke of the league at this point. I feel so bad for him.
Could you imagine the ticket sales, Dwight Howard versus Ben Simmons?
Oh my, dude, that would probably get more views in the finals, bro.
Wong dong.
How much is it?
You keep Mikal Bridges, obviously. You might want to extend him.
Go ahead and do it. Yeah.
No, I think he just got. I think he just got. Well, he just got signed. He's already out of 4 year. I don't know if you extend him. Spencer Dinwiddie.
Bye bye.
You're going. Bye bye, bud. He only had 1 year left anyway. You get rid of him. I think you keep Joe Harris. You can see if he takes a little small cut. Then with Dorian Finney-Smith, I think you have to say goodbye. He's young. He's not that young, actually. He's kind of getting old. You have to pay him more each consecutive year.
He's a good 3D guy, though.
I'd say he's all right. You can't pay him that much money, though.
No.
Nick Claxton, obviously, you got to stay. You extend him, dude. I think you extend him a lot. You got to keep him.
Put Cam Thomas in the starting rotation.
Yep. And also, you keep Cam Thomas and Cam Johnson. You get rid of Patty Mills, Seth Curry, and Royce O'Neal.
Yep, I agree.
All three. And then the rest of the guys. What about Watanabe? I think he's a cool player. Didn't he get dunked on by Ant? Was that the guy who got dunked on?
Nobody knows, doesn't
he get postered like 8 times in the year? No. I think you keep him. I think he's a project. Okay. I think you keep – he's a little old, but I think you keep him. And then, obviously, everyone else is a bum. They're still paying off Javon Carter and LaMarcus Aldridge and Wilson Chandler.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. But, yeah, besides that, you'll have some money. Who do you think they go after? I think the number one player you go after in free agency, or the number one position you go for, I think you want a true point. I think you just need a true point. Yeah, that's probably one of the – I would, because dude, and they're close, bro.
Russell back.
Or realistically, they might not go after anyone, because I don't know.
They won't. They'll probably keep their money for a little bit.
Yeah, they need their. But if you had to go after someone, I think it's D'Angelo Russell or Fred. But I think Fred's the better option.
Are D'Lo and they on good terms? Are D'Lo in Brooklyn?
Hold on. I guess Chicago pick up his rights though. I was gonna say Kobe White would be a good fit.
No, yeah, I think Chicago got his stuff.
Yeah, but he's restricted. I just saw that. I was going to say it. Like, it's so exciting. You go Kendrick Nunn from the Washington?
No.
I think you take James Harden back.
I'm sure he'd love that, bro. I'm sure he'd love that.
Rockets. He's going to the Rockets.
There's
man.
Not enough Popeyes in Brooklyn, I heard. I don't know if you can.
There's not enough strip clubs in Brooklyn.
Oh, you're right. There's not enough clubs. I think that's what you do with Brooklyn. I think Brooklyn's one of those project teams for the next couple of years. I think they'll be really good in a couple of years, though.
Oh, give them 5 years with the draft picks and get some money back.
Dude, they also have a second round, a 51 overall. Colby Jones. I think you take Amani Bates. I really think you do. But no, it doesn't. Wait, no. I also saw a thing that he said if he doesn't get drafted, I don't know if he wants to go to Brooklyn, though. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Brooklyn, though, besides James Harden?
Listen.
Amani Bates is really good.
I take Oscar Sheway.
We're ending Claxton the podcast there.
Him and Nick Claxton on the boards. Are you serious? Nobody's getting a rebound.
Yeah, they're not tall enough.
It doesn't matter. Nick Claxton still gets rebounds.
You have a situation where if they go to the finals, like the Heat, they just get destroyed by a 7-foot actual center like Nikola Jokic.
No.
Like Bam.
No. You put Oscar Sheway on Nikola Jokic, not scoring.
Okay. Whatever. We'll have to see.
He's an athlete.
All right. Let's move on to. Let's move on to the picks for last week. All right, guys, 2 weeks ago.
Let us know how you like this segment, though.
Yeah, let us know if that tag us on Twitter, tag us on Instagram, DM us Instagram, DM us TikTok. You know what to do. Let's talk about the games for last week. So the last week, again, I had the best record tied with Josh. Last week was a rough week, two weeks ago.
You just can't predict that. You can't. Predict
it's hard.
Baseball.
Yeah, and it's hard. Also, we also thought the Lakers were going to take a game, so that's like a couple games off there.
I thought the script would get them one.
And we have to put a little asterisk next to the last game, the Lakers and Nuggets. There was never a game five, so I said we all took the L on that because we all predicted there would be a game five, and there obviously wasn't. It was a scheduling error on our part. But yeah, so Josh went 4-9, Brandon went 3-10, and I went 4-9. So, you guys want to tell us what our percents are overall?
I'm at 54.5%. Oh, no, go ahead, Brandon. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think I messed up, but anyway, because it doesn't add up there. Look at that.
Yeah.
I'm reading it wrong. I thought.
Oh, yeah, it adds up.
Your six looked like an eight from like an angle. Okay, Josh has a 54.5% win rate, which, you know, above 50, not bad. I have a 47.5% win rate. Yeah. Mid. Holman has a 46.1%.
I'm catching up to Brandon. Every day the percent gets closer. Like last time it was 2.5%. Now it's only 1.4.
You're only two games away, really.
I know. I'm so close. I'm gonna catch him. And I'm gonna be in second place and Brandon's gonna be in last place. Josh, isn't that funny? Isn't that tragic? You guys thought I was done, bro. You guys thought I was cooked.
I'm only 10 games ahead of Brandon. That's pretty bad. Yeah. I'm 12 games ahead of Coleman. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm locked in second place, though. Don't worry. Brandon's for the streets. He's done. All right, but yeah, so that's our picks for last week. Let's go over the picks for this week. So on Friday, we got Angels at Astros. I'm the only one that has the Astros. I think that the defending champions can cheat their way to another victory at home.
They're not ready for Ohtani.
Yeah, he's pitching.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know he was pitching, nope. So I might no be scared. I'm not changing.
The Astros are pitching. They're a good guy, too.
So that's game one Friday. And game two on Friday is the Mariners at the Rangers. We got all of us picking the Rangers, except for Brandon. He goes to the Mariners. Why do you think the Seattle Mariners will win this?
I don't know. Seattle's not bad.
Good explanation.
Thanks,
Brandon. Rangers are second in the AL. It's a sleeper pick, guys. I don't like to go basic like y'all. That's why I'm in.
Why you're losing picks, bro. That's why you're going negative each day. That's why for 2 weeks in a row you got the worst record.
And that's why on Saturday we have the
3 weeks in a row
Red Sox.
Hey, Coleman, quit interrupting, dude.
Yeah, my fault. Rays at Red Sox. Coleman chose the Rays. Me and Josh have the Red Sox here. Coleman, why are you going with the Rays here, man?
Best record in the league. I know they play Mickey's schedule, kind of. Same with the Twins. They kind of play Mickey's schedule. But I still think that the Rays are a really good baseball team. And beyond that, I think that... I think the Rays are going to win. They're a really good team. Their best record in the league probably will not be that way by the time the season ends. But they're a really good team. And I think that they're going to pull this one out on the road against a Red Sox team that's been struggling so far this year compared to what their expectations were. Yeah.
Good.
Blue Jays at Mets. You go.
Yeah, dude, come on. You know how this goes, bro.
How it goes. We haven't decided a way that this goes, but you go.
Next game on Saturday, we have Blue Jays at Mets. We all have the Blue Jays here. I don't know. I just think the Mets have been struggling, and you know, their fan base just assumes that they're like the God Squad. But I mean, come on. I think their pitchers have given up like the most home runs, and their whole roster is overpaid.
I agree. I think that their roster's overpaid. I also think that they're underperforming by a mile. So next game, Guardians at Twins.
I would never pick the Guardians. Just put that out there.
Guardians are just a terrible team.
Terrible organization. Imagine changing your name, bro.
Yeah, I always forget that they did that. It's just like weird. Whatever. Twins. We all have the Twins winning. No surprise. Twins are a top 9 team in the league. I think they'll do pretty well in that they have some really good pitchers. They have some of the top pitchers in the league. I think they have like a top 5, top 4, top 3 pitching group.
Bro, hop off, bro.
Pitching group or pitching rotation?
Pitching core.
Okay, it's rotation.
I said group.
Learn the lingo, bro. Learn the baseball lingo.
On Sunday, we have Braves at Diamondbacks. I chose the Diamondbacks here. Josh and Coleman went for the Braves. You know, casuals.
I went Braves just because of Morgan Wallen. I will always pick Braves.
Josh and Coleman went with the Braves here. I went with the Diamondbacks. I think the Diamondbacks are overperforming than what most people thought. They have one of the leading Rookie of the Year candidates, Corbin Carroll, leading that team. And I think it'll be a good game. And I just went with the Diamondbacks because it's in Arizona.
True, true. Okay. So then we got, what is this, game two? It's be game two.
Sunday night.
Heat at Nuggets. We all had the Nuggets winning, but personally, I had the Heat winning game one. We just can't put that in here because it's not.
Doesn't matter. Spit it out, Josh. It's tonight, and we can't put games up there.
Right. But we all have the Nuggets winning at home against the Heat, which I think that's pretty good, honestly.
Yeah, that's when the Nuggets take a 2-0 lead.
They're taking a 2-0 lead. There's no way the Nuggets give a game up at home. I just don't see it.
You want to put money on it?
Yes.
All right, we'll talk about it later.
$1,000. Let's go. I'll match you rack for rack. I'm not kidding. Right.
On Monday,
I will match you.
On Monday, we have Tigers at the Phillies. We all went with the Phillies here. I just pulled a Coleman, you know? It's a win-win situation.
Exactly.
The Phillies win, I get a point. If the Phillies lose, I'm happy. Next game on Monday, we have Brewers at Reds. I went with the Brewers here. My fault. Brewers started off hot, kind of fell off a little bit, but they're still rolling. I think the Reds just aren't as good of a team as they were back in the past with Pete Rose, man. But anyone want to do Tuesday, or are we just going to type in chat all day?
Tuesday, we got the Athletics, the worst team in the MLB at the Pirates. So we all picked the Pirates pretty easily. Athletics is not a good organization anymore.
anymore? When were they ever good? One year for Moneyball?
Back with Ricky Henderson.
Okay.
Yeah, Moneyball. So then we have the Astros at the Blue Jays. We all picked the Blue Jays except Bryn. Brandon thinks the
cheaters will win.
The trash cans gonna help the Astros win that game.
I thought you were just gonna call them the trash cans.
The trash cans gonna help them.
Houston trash cans.
Yeah, the Houston trash cans.
That's the only reason they win. They're basically their 10th member of the field.
Facts. And then Wednesday, rounding out the picks, we have the Royals at Marlins. We all picked the Marlins.
The reason I picked the Marlins is the Royals are one of the worst teams. If I saw a thing that if the Athletics weren't having as bad of a season they were having, the Royals would be the worst team in the MLB.
What are the White Sox?
White Sox are mid too, but I just think the Marlins are a better team, and I think they have a better pitching rotation than the Royals, as they only rely on Zach Greinke, and I don't know who they're pitching this day. It'll probably be Sandy Alcantara, and he'll go all 9 innings and give up 2 hits, no runs.
Yep. All right, then finally we have the Nuggets at Heat. Me and Brandon have the Heat winning a game at home. Coleman, with his delusional thinking, has the Nuggets winning this game 3 in Miami, in Jimmy Butler's home. Don't believe that. That's okay.
They will. I just don't see how the Denver Nuggets are going to lose a game to any. I mean, I think the Lakers would beat the Heat. I really do.
What?
Okay, I think the Lakers could could win a series against the Heat right now. And I don't even think that's that ridiculous. And we all saw what Denver did to the Lakers. I know there's the transitive property, like I've said before in podcasts in the past. It doesn't work in sports, but it does work when I'm making an argument. So, therefore, I think that the Denver Nuggets will sweep, if not beat them in 3 games, just because the Heat will throw in the towel after 3. I really think that's going to be how bad Bam Adebayo gets destroyed. Actually, I have a wild prediction. I think that in Miami, both games will be 15-point Denver wins.
Oh my God, you're delusional.
I'm not delusional.
Make him stop.
I'm not even a Denver fan.
Yeah, you are.
No,
you
I'm not. I'm
Denver
not.
Timberwolves so got a fan.
I'm a Jokic fan. I'm not a Denver
the
fan.
Timberwolves lost to the champion.
I could care less about what I could say about the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves suck. If anything, I want them to do worse so that they trade Cat and build around Ant. But whatever.
All right, whatever. We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later. Timberwolves will be one of our.
Because nobody wants to listen to that.
Timberwolves will be our biggest. Rework.
I mean, there's so much to rework.
That might take the whole podcast.
And just nothing to give.
Yeah.
So much to rework and nothing to get back.
We'll have to do some advanced analytics there. So that I want to
probably take us the whole podcast.
So I want to thank everyone for showing out, listening to our podcast. We're going to try to be more consistent. I know Josh has not been doing his due diligence when it comes to the podcast. He's been in Disney World with Anthony Disney Davis. And I think that next week,
Rod James.
Yep. With the whole Lakers squad, along with the whole Pistons squad, even though they've been in Cancun off and on the entire season, I think that he's Brandon
all for nothing.
Right all for nothing. I think they got it mixed up. They thought that they could go Cancun during the regular season and go to the playoffs, but nope. It's only if you make the playoffs,
they
lose.
They knew they weren't going to make the playoffs, bro.
Yeah, they knew well. That's why Cade injured himself so he could be at home.
Kate literally shot himself in the foot where he could not go to practice.
That's crazy. I bet
he had a shin injury. Wasn't even
sure
in
a shin injury. It's like one of Greg Popovich's players' injuries. So he can somehow amazingly get the number one pick. Just wow,
maybe
how
Greg
did that happen?
Popovich, maybe if we had a coach, they would have given us the first pick. But we didn't have a coach. You know?
Oh really? All right. Anyway, I want to make sure all you guys check out our social media. So make sure to go to Show Wildcards on Instagram. You can see a SHOW Wildcards, name of the podcast, and you can go and see the link tree in the description. And yeah, follow all of our socials. Make sure you follow the TikTok. We're gonna try to get to 1,000 followers before the end of the summer.
Please follow the TikTok, guys. We need to go on TikTok live, man, so y'all can see us in person.
Exactly. Except if you do a video, you're not in person. But whatever, Brandon will learn. He'll learn how to speak maybe sometime. Maybe by maybe not next podcast.
If it's a TikTok live, you could see us. It's just not in person. I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Then why'd you say in person?
He's learning.
Yeah, he hasn't evolved fully yet. Anything else to add, guys?
No, I appreciate the podcast, man. I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad to be back as well. We'll be back next week. Peace. Take care.
Peace.
All right. Peace out, guys.